So nice, we know it's a machlokes at a paskin, whether it's zman hazeh, tefira soima, is the raiser only with the rabbanin. Therefore, the maisa we do is we count both. We count the days, and we count the weeks. Now the Mishnah says, kitzaruhu v'nasnuhu bakupais. After they got finished cutting down the barley, when it was still in the stalk forms, then they put it into the big baskets. Have yuli azora, they bring this basket into the chotzer of the Beis HaMikdash. And over there, hoya mahavavin oisebor, they used to like roast it in fire, they used to roast the stalks in fire. Kedei lekayim ba mitzvahs koli, to mekayim the mitzvah of koli. As the pasuk says, v'imtak v'michas v'lo Hashem, obev kolu beish, it should be roasted in fire. To say, v'konim u'v'klichos choyftin, means when they're still in the stalks, they used to like hit the stalks, they used to beat up the stalks like. That's called choyftin, they would hit it, I say. Kedei shlo yismoyach, but they would use soft things, soft kanim, in order not to crush the barley itself, just to get the barley out of its stalks. Then, nosnu li'avuf, they put it into this big kli called the yavuf, and in that, the yavuf hoyimunukav, this avuf used to have holes around it, k'deshe or sholot pekulay, that they were roasted in this avuf. They were not roasted in the stalks, again, according to Chachamim. They would hit it with these soft reeds to get it out of its stalks, and they would roast it where they would roast it, just the barley itself. Then shotchu biyazor, if they got finished roasting it, then they would like throw it out, spread it out in the azaro, v'aruach v'nashavas boy, and the wind would come like to blow on it to cool it off. Then osnu l'rechaim shogroises, they put it into the rechaim, into the grinder of groises that they used to use for big beans. They used to put this into that type of a grinder. After grinding it up plenty of times, then finally they would have an isorin, one tenth of it would be fine barley flour. Shumanupa mishloshi esrenapa, they used to sift it down in 13 different sifters. V'yashar, what do they do with the leftover? Again, let's say they cut down three soyim. So three soyim is like an apha. So all they need is just one tenth of it. So the nine tenths, what do they do with the leftover nine tenths? What do they do with that? V'yashar niftu, it was hegdish, but you had to be paid with it now. And therefore, v'nechal l'chaladim, anybody could eat it. And because after they redeemed it, anybody could eat it. But v'chayim v'chal, it's chayim v'chal, you take this dough now, you take this flour and you make it into a dough, so b'shach gilgul, now it's chulin, therefore it's chayim v'chal. But apart them in a maestris, because maestris is totally b'shach miruach, at that time it belonged to hegdish, therefore it's part them in a maestris. Rabbi Akiva holds mechayiv bechala v'maisus. He says no, it's chayiv both in chala this barley, and who are the maisus also. Now we'll see in the Gemara why. The question is, why is the chayiv v'maisus out of the chur b'shas miruach when it was finished? It belonged to hegdish. The Gemara answers Rabbi Akiva holds that you're not makdish only what you need. We're only makdish the chetchila one tenth of it, and the other nine tenths the pshat was never hegdish. Since it was never hegdish, therefore it's chayiv v'maisa. Now the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan went like this, Ovuv ze oviv, when the Pasuk says oviv, Rashi says it means kleima reishis ketzir. When the Pasuk says oviv, it means the first cutting down, it means the fresh growth. Kol odesh, then it says roasted in fire, malam, it comes to teach us, sho yisro mahavavin oisadesh, that the way you're supposed to bring the Omer is you're supposed to first call you, so you're supposed to roast it in fire. K'dei l'kayim bar mitzvahs koli. Different Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir that used to roast it when it was still in the stalks. V'achom and v'achom say no, that ain or loshen koli, that putting it over the fire itself is not called loshen koli, el adav rachar, but rather it has to be in a adav rachar, it has to be in something else. That they held, you have to put it into this big kli called the yavuv, the clean of choshesh, and of that you would roast it. And then lush and clear of rachar, haketz has to come out, oviv shel kloyes hoyushom. That there was a big pipe, this oviv, this copper pipe, that hoyumunukov, kikavra, it had a lot of holes in it, like a sifter. K'dei shetei or sheletes bekuloi. In order that when you put it over the fire should come in and roast them all up. Oviv kolu gerish, the pasuk says, is any of that, I do not know in love of koli, in gerish koli, I do not know how you should roast it. Should you roast it when it's still in the stalk form, or should you roast it by gerish? That means, Rashi says, liyacha tchina, after you ground it up, after you took out the kernels and ground it up, is that when you should roast it? Kishwam, and the pasuk says, beish, hipster kinyan, it stops it, as if to say yes, you're supposed to roast it before you grind it up. You have to roast the stalks, and then you grind it up. Karmo, then the pasuk says, karmo, what does that mean to say? Rachamal is very soft, and mal means you could like rub it in your hands. V'cheinu em, the pasuk says, v'yish bo mi bal shlishi, v'yov elish lakim lechem bikurim, v'yesem lechem serum v'karmel, v'yitzik lonu. V'yom, and he said, tein lo v'yochlu, bo v'yitzik lonu, v'yachalnu, v'no v'yhoyu. So now, psukim hirashin, in the word karmel, ishchof, v'chein darshin. So the darshin says, v'yitzik, and it was very good. So dashing also in the word betziklak, what it means to say. The other pasuk says v'yema pasuk in Mishkan that says v'nisalsa b'yoyevim nasa v'nosin v'nala v'nismach v'nichbata b'yoyevim, and let us both come together and talk together. V'yema another pasuk says konar v'nonim nalsa means nasa oila v'nischata. V'yema another pasuk says kiyora taderach negdi yirasa rasa natasa. They were dashing from the word Yorat, the chase say that the Yosef or the Malach became afraid and had turned away from the road. So that's why we're dashing also the word Carmel, we're changing around, if to say Rach, that it means a soft. There will be Shemotana, Carmel means no, Carmel means a full car, use them as a full blanket, a full pillow. It means to say when it's full, that the crop must be ripe, each grain should be full, each stalk should be full of the barley. Now it says the Mishnah of Rabbi Kiva, Mechayiv b'chalav u'maisav. Kiva says Yechayiv both in chalav u'maisav. Omer Rav Kano, Omer Hoy Rabbi Kiva. Kiva used to say, Meruach hegdish ein apoytev. Kano said the pshat from Kiva is he holds that even though Meruach happened, that after you piled up the tefuah, you put your hands down to smooth down the pile, that's the gemar, that's the Meruach, if it happened, Meshach belonged to hegdish, he holds still Yechayiv u'maisav. That's Rabbi Kiva holds Yechayiv u'maisav. And this Moser Rosh Hashesh asked the question. It says clearly, Moser Sholeh Shoyin Halalu, Mai Oisim Boy. What do they do with the leftover of this Sholeh Soyin? Nifta used to be per redeemed v'nechle choladam. The chayi v'chala was chayi v'chala, because chala is totally when you make the dough. Or potem in a maisa, you potem in a maisa. Rabbi Kiva mechayi v'chala v'maisa. Kiva said you chayi v'both. But Yochiach, he asked from Kiva and said, listen, whenever you redeem something from Hegdish, we know the locher is you chayi v'chala. Because challah is always told when you make the dough, but you put them in a maisa. So how could you, Rabbi Kiva, hold Yechayiv in a maisa? Now the question of Kana is, v'imisi, if you say like you're saying, to Meruach Hegdish ain't a poitra, Rabbi Kiva argues and says, yes, even though Hegdish made the Meruach, the Gemar Melocha, the finishing touch of the Paris, were done by Hegdish, still he holds Yechayiv in maisa, and so my Kamalei. He, what are the Chom asking Rabbi Kiva and Echnam? He argues on this. So Chutzal Rai, not Malkat Chana, but Rav Kiva agrees that Avada Meruach Hegdish is Potter. And there's a new reason why over here he says Yechayiv in our Mishnah. The Yoid, secondly, Eisver Rav Kana Bar Tachlif Rav Kana Bar Masyo. That it says like this, Rav Kiva Mechayiv V'chala V'maisris. Rav Kiva explains himself. Why does Rav Kiva say in our Mishnah the leftover of this Sholeh Shoyin is Chayiv and Chala with that dough? Or Yechayiv V'maisris? He says in the reason, because of the lechatchila, when the Hegdish bought these three soyas of barley, they only really meant to buy just one isor and one tenth of the efah, just what you need for the minchas eimah. The rest of it, they never meant to buy in the first place, therefore never had the same Hegdish on it. That's why Yechayiv u'maisros. So Rabbi Gemara says, Elo Amar Rabbi Yechanan, the Talmud Aruch Ulefon Befir Shor Bekiva, is a clear learning in the mouth of Rabbi Kiva. When they bought the Omer, they only bought with the Moyes of Hegdish what they need for the Omer. So only one Isar, one tenth of it was really Hegdish. The rest of it was not Kaddish. Omer Rav says, Pshitli to me, it's simple. The Meruach Hegdish Poyta. The Nechnami, if it really belongs to Hegdish and Hegdish makes the Meruach, the Gemara Melacha, sheet is potter from Truma Samaisras. For your fiddle of a kiva, like Koma Chayiv, Hossam Kiva, and our Mishnah says, Yechayiv, Elushta Nitnu Mois Elusarglen. Because the Kathila, when the head of the Gizba bought his barley, they did not mean to buy the 3 soyim worth of barley. They only meant to buy the pure 1/10, the pure Isarim of barley. Ah, the Meruach Hegdish, but if Hegdish really owned it, and they made the Meruach, they piled down, they smoothed down the top of the pile. That's when it's called the Gemar Malach, that's when it's Mechuyiv and Maisris. If at that time it belonged to Hegdish, B'yalma Pote Meruach, Pote Avadi Apoite. This everybody agrees to. Now, Meruach Oivdi Kechavim, let's say a guy owned these Paris Meretz Yisrael at the time when they made the Meruach by the Gemar Malach, Tanoi, it's a Machoik, it's Tanoim, if the Paris of Anakum is Chayiv and Maisris or not. The Tanya learned, Termin Mishal Yisrael Ashal Yisrael, Jewish Paris and Jewish Paris. That yes, you can take off Maisris from Jewish Paris onto Goyish Paris. So Mashmiyol, they're all Chayiv Midiraisa. The Paris that are grown on earth, Yisrael, even though it belongs to a Goy, he goes, Ein Kin Liyakal Mavkiya Mekdusha, and therefore it's Chayiv and Trumas and Maisris. However, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and they both say no. Tommy Michel Yisrael, I'll show Yisrael. You can take off true money from Jewish Paris and Jewish Paris. That Kusim also have a locha like Goyim. Avoloi Michel Yisrael, I'll show Kechavim, Veshakusim, Voloi Michel Yisrael, Veshakusim, I'll show Yisrael. And we have Paris that are grown by a Jew in Eretz Yisrael. Those are Mechui Midiraisa, Trumas and Isis. So you cannot use those Paris, the pot of Paris that were grown by a Goy, because the Paris of Anakim is poti midiraisa, it's only chayiv midirabonin. So kit yisikhlil to machoikis tanoyim, if Paris Akim is mechoyiv and trumas amaisis and not, that's a machoikis tanoyim. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape.